Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. You give us thank you for all what you allow us to pass through from morning till now. We see you moving, we see your blessing. Thank you for the achievement that we achieve and the task you entrust to us, Lord, to do for us and for our brethren in other places who are serving you with us. Thank you for all the workers, the families. And thank you for the congregations, the elders, the pastors, and the leaders, and the workers of the church that's located here in UAE and in other countries in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Syria, and in the Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, also Malawi, and Sierra Leone. We pray that all of us will continue to serve you, led by the Holy Spirit and instructed by your word, O God. I pray that you continue to provide for us our needs. We thank you, Lord, for our jobs and the companies that our brothers and sisters are working in the different places. O Lord, you bless these places as a source of income to them, to sustain them, and to well provide for them, O God. I pray also, Lord, that they will live their lives a good example to the other non-believers around them and spread your word and evangelize. We pray that as we move, all of us as a church, you go with us and confirm the word that you spoke with miracles and wonders accompany us who we are believing in you. I pray for more people to repent and to come to Christ and to receive water baptism. We pray also for favor from the governments and the authorities in the places that you place us in all these in all these countries. Oh God, that your grace will reach us. We come against all antichrist, anti-ministries, anti-evangelism, and all the work of Satan and demon. We nullify it, we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your name be glorified, and we pray that your name be lifted up. We pray also, Lord, for all the ministry to continue, the watchman ministry, the farming ministry, the homeschooling, Bible studies, and evangelism. Lord, let your name be glorified, and Lord, I pray that also the vision of your church to multiply in peace and with the fear of the Lord and with the comfort of the Holy Ghost will be multiplied. Add to us members and workers who are obedient to you, O God. Bring with us people who are willing to follow your ways and your commands in the name of Jesus. I pray for unity in the church, one mind. I pray for each and every family that each husband will lead the family in the ways of yours. And I pray for each and every wife to be submissive to her husband so that harmony will be there and your will be done. O Lord, we pray for more fruit. In each and every family, I pray for foster children to be obedient to their parents and do the work and do the word also that they are teaching them. We pray for tonight, O God. Anoint our worship, anoint our songs and prayers, the message and the giving, and even this recording. Anoint it, O God, and take your word and take this recording and make it reach to all our brethren who are in different places and take it to people who are in need of yours and in need of your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand in the presence of God and let us thank God for the house that he provides for us, the church. We are the house of God. We are the church of God. Thank you for the family of Christ that God had placed us and unite us. Let us come to God with all thankfulness to all his work in our lives, to all his provision, to all his miracles and wonders, in the name of Jesus.
As we gather in this place today,
hey.
brethren over your church, O Lord, we welcome you. Pray, Lord, you open the eyes of your people, those that have been blinded by devil, those who are lost, open their eyes to see your goodness, your great faithfulness, to see you in their lives, to hear your voice, to receive instructions from you, melt their heart and change them to follow your ways and your command. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By faith, you had opened the eyes of your people who left you, are confused by devil, those backsliders, and those who does not know you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, lead us. Lead each and every one of us, each and every family, lead your church into green pasture beside the quiet water. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
her presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, for guidance, for the comfort, for the protection, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for the peace and joy that you bestow on us, upon your church. Thank you, Lord. Anoint the rest of our time in your presence, the item of giving, the prayers, and listening to your word. Edify us, cleanse us, draw us near to you to continue to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and vows to the Lord. As we give to God, the Lord will also bless us and provide our needs and open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer. Thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful promises. Thank you for overflowing provision more than what we ask or expect. We thank you, Lord. Continue, Lord, impart your word to your people. Teach them to give cheerfully and continue to trust you that as they give in full what is due to you, that you will bless them. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God, open the windows of heaven and bless your obedient people and rebuke the devourer and use this money, anoint it, multiply it, use it to reach the lost. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today speaking from the book of Ruth, chapter 4, and we already witnessed how God brought Boaz and Ruth together as a husband and wife, and the church were witnessing and they were happy. And let's read verse 12. And here they wish her, the wishing of the people. We continue to wish the godly marriage, the godly marriages that God had put together. We wish them good things. Let's see here the wishes. And let the house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. Here they told him that you will have, your house will be like the house of Phares. Phares is the son of Judah. And we can read about him in verse 18. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begot Hezron. You know, Judah have 5 children. And Phares was born from Tamar. Tamar not from the people of God, from other nation, like Ruth. So here they told Boaz that this woman going to build your house like the house of Phares, the one who was born from Tamar, and you know the clan in Bethlehem, the Bethlehemites, they were descended from Phares, and they were wishing him that the seed of this woman, which the Lord shall give thee, will be of a large number, you know. Some commentaries, they mention that Boaz is the same person that we read in the book of Judges, chapter 12, and verse 8 and 9. There's a person called Ibzan. They say he is the same Boaz, but that need to be proved. And after him, Ibzan of Bethlehem, judge Israel. They say that is Boaz, the same Boaz. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. So, as if that Ruth had given birth to this large number, but the point here, the blessing of God. I'm going to speak about the blessing of God. When God bless sometimes beyond imagination, beyond even what we expect. And that is the trust we should have in God. What is the expression of our trust in God? Our obedience. That's here the important point. Oh, I will give my trust. How about how I will live? Oh. You will live on the floodgates of heaven. Oh, how about if I will forgive, they will come and hurt me? No. As you obey God, the promise of the Lord will be a blessing for your life. In verse 13, Ruth chapter 4, verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and he went in unto her. The Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Now see here, when on the same day, when God had ordained a man for a certain woman, you see here, at once they got into wedding and marriage. There is no preparation, like prepare the clothes and prepare the flowers and who will carry the flowers to invite the people and people traveling from place to place to attend the wedding. There is everything arranged by God. And what I am saying, that all this preparation, not only to be cancelled, but they are not needed. God, when he brought man and woman together, he had prepared things. There's no much time need to be prepared. And also, at once, they get into wedding. Oh, they did not give time so they will know each other. They will see each other. They will see each other after marriage and discover the good things that God had prepared for them. And say also, that's one aspect. And you see here, marriage, as we spoke, is a gift from God. It's a reward for the man and for the woman. It's a reward for the man who prepare himself and the woman who prepare himself, herself for marriage. And also, marriage also a reward for man, that woman will come to his house and comfort him and arrange his house. He will have joy and peace. In addition to that, marriage, the purpose of it is to have children. And say here, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Children are from the Lord. Let's go to Psalm chapter 127. Psalm 127, and we will read verse 3. Lord, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen. The fruit of the womb is the reward from God. Is a children, heritage, and reward. And also Psalm 128, verse 1 to 6. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. These are the reward of the Lord, children, for those who are obedient, as a reward after their marriage. Let's go now to Ruth. You see here, children are not done by decision or man or desire of man, but they are from the Lord our God. Verse 14. It says here, and the woman said unto Naomi after the birth of the son, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. Here they wish Naomi, and they were praising the Lord. They blessed the name of God, because God had fulfilled the desire of Naomi, and God had given her a kinsman, that through him, that he bought the land, he redeemed the land, and he married Ruth, and now that she has a son from him. Here they said that the Lord had not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. Who is named to be famous in Israel? Either Boaz, they are wishing him that he will prosper because he is obedient, or to the son that is born to her from that marriage. In verse 15, And he shall be unto thee a restorer of life and a nourisher of thine old age. Now clear, here speaking about the born son, the born child, that he will be the one to comfort Naomi and to replace her what she lost. He will be a restorer of life. There's two things for this son that's born will do to Naomi. He'll be a restorer of life. Yes, the death that Naomi suffered, the death of her husband and the death of her two sons, Mahlon and Kilion, that new son that's born to her from Ruth will restore that. And what else? He will be the nourisher. He will be the one to support her, care for her, feed her. When she is old in age, that boy will take care of her. It says, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons had borne him. They told her that this son of yours, it came from Ruth that born to you, and this Ruth, with her love to you, it will be compensating what you lost. Her love to you will be better for thee than seven sons. Number seven is a complete number. That even if you had born seven sons, that love of Ruth is better than the seven sons that you would be born, because she really loves you, and her son that is born for you will be a restorer to you and will be nourisher of your old age. And Naomi, look to this, and Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. Now let us understand this. How now the grandmother become the nurse for it? Why Ruth was working outside, or she was busy with some other job? Why it is the responsibility of the grandmother to take care of the son? No, that is not the reason. It is responsibility of the mother to care for her son. But now the situation, it is different, because that son was a restorer of life, because he should be the one to restore the name of the death, so that should be cared by Noemi. After Ruth gave birth to him, she gave him a breastfeeding. At that time, there's no bottle feeding like now. The mother just destroyed the child. After she weaned him, she gave to her mother-in-law to be her son, to fulfill the promise of God to Noemi. And here also, we need to emphasize, it is responsibility of the mothers. When they will give birth, they will not throw their children to the grandparents, or to the friends, or to the relatives, or to babysitters. They need to stay home and take care. I know many women, they will be very resentful of such, but that's what the Bible speaks. That's what the Word of God speaks, that women should stay home, care for their children, babysit them, also homeschool them, and they should give up their education, they should give up also their work and stay home to care for children. The husband will be the one to do the rest and to work for living for the family. You know, many women will be get angry, but that is the scriptures. Women, mother should not throw their children for others. Verse 17, and the woman, her neighbors gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Noemi. It's again, son born to Noemi, to raise up the name of the dead. Mahlon and Kilion and Abimelech, because that is the three men who died in the family. So he is the son born to Noemi from Ruth, and they call his name Obed. Now, I'm going to speak now about how they name the boy. In Israel, usually they give the name on the eighth day when they come to circumcise him. Is that written in the Bible? Yes, we read in the book of John. Book of John, and you know when they came to circumcise, book of Luke. Book of Luke, when they came to circumcise John, and they were asking which name they give. We give. Usually the giving the name is the responsibility of the father. He is the final authority to give the name. But sometimes friends or neighbors, here friends and neighbors, they are believers. They're supposed to be believers. Those who fear God. They might be around, invited, or they are just neighbor as a family. They will give opinion which name. Luke chapter 1 and verse 59 to 63. Let's read it. And it came to pass that on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. That's John. And they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. So they were all happy. So when they came here now to name this boy and give him the name Obed, surely like that they give opinion, what you will call, what you will name, and that the name that God had ordained for this child. We will stop here. Huh? We'll continue next week this series about the Word of God from the book of Ruth. We are learning good things. Let us meditate now. Are we living our life like this? See how the wedding was arranged. See how People, they follow the ways of God. Is it not better? Can we repent? Can we give up our own ways? Will you not trust God this day, please? Have you not sung this song? Jesus, my shepherd and my only provider. Can you leave it, please? Let's all stand. Let's repent. Come back to the Lord. A repentance. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Guide us, Lord. Humble your people. In the name of Jesus. Our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.